Hello, I'm here again with Fiona.
Hello, Fiona.
We found ourselves today in Chiswick.
Just by randomly, we suddenly went, where have we ended up? Ooh, Chiswick.
We wanted to go to Richer Sounds, but it was closed. Anyway, we wanted to find a restaurant, a cafe, what's it called?
Cafe Rouge we were going to go to.
But we're told they've dismantled it and moved it to Sheffield, so we couldn't do that.
It wasn't Sheffield.
Where was it?
I don't know. They just said it was shut.
Oh.
Moved it to okay. Sheffield. What?
So we found ourselves...
You do talk nonsense, don't you? But it's quite fun.
We found ourselves confronted by an Italian man with an English bulldog.
Was that the same man who was there when we were inside? Or was that a different Italian man?
Different Italian
I got a
man.
Bit confused. I thought it was, but yeah. I just thought I'd just check.
He had a Roman centurion costume on.
No, he didn't.
And we said, my good man, where do we find ourselves?
We really didn't, but carry on.
And he said what?
It's a good story.
He said,
this is Valentina.
Valentina. And we said, away what? What's Valentina?
Said, oh, never mind. And he said, where are you looking for? And we said, Cafe Rouge. And he said it was shut.
He says, gone to Sheffield.
No, he didn't.
So we entered the establishment and we were greeted with a very pleasant... situation. Weren't we?
We were. There was a lovely Italian gentleman who was really good at making sure we were okay and had all the stuff we wanted and everything. We had lovely coffee in there. And
olives.
Olives, yeah, which tasted totally different to the ones we've had before in Carluccio's.
Interesting that was.
Yeah.
And sorry, my phone's chattering. And also,
your phone's telling everybody about the audio boom that I've just posted on Twitter.
And also, we had I had calamari, which was a very hefty portion for a starter. Very nice calamari.
And you That's had such a great word, isn't it? Hefty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
What did you have?
I forgot about hefty as a word.
Some.
It's good.
Vegetarian thing.
Butternut squash. With spinach and goat's cheese, and I can't remember the name of it, but maybe someone will know. That was nice. Not sure I'd have it again, but nice experiment. And then for a main, I had this pasta with four cheeses. Nice, quite salty. I brought half of it home, and I'll have it for lunch tomorrow or later on if I get hungry later on or something.
I had an interesting dish. It's similar in construction to a lasagna. It was like a meatball thing with ham and fusilli pasta.
It was bacon. Was it ham?
It's probably bacon, actually. Yeah, bacon, basil.
Basil?
Fusilli pasta. And it was lovely. It's really good. Very big portion again. Very, very... very big portion.
It even beat you.
It did.
Which was surprising.
And for dessert, we both had...
Coconut. Half a coconut with ice... Well, they said it was sorbet, but I thought it was ice cream.
No, it's a sorbet.
Was it?
I think so.
How'd you tell?
By the ice crystals and the shape of them.
The shape of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
it was a sorbet.
Dog food.
It was a sorbet.
Okay.
I would have characterised it as a sorbet.
Okay. That's all right. You know probably more about these things than I do.
Not really.
So.
But ice creams are silkier in the mouth, aren't they?
It did seem a bit creamy, though.
It was creamy.
I thought was weird for a sorbet.
But icy.
I've had ice cream, you know? Creamy, icy, ice cream. I could be talking nonsense. But then that's what audiobooks for, isn't it?
So in general, you know, the guy was called Ulysses.
Yeah.
And if anyone's a fan of Ulysses, or the 80s cartoon fame, and of course more serious Greek stuff, anyway, he's called Ulysses, or indeed James Joyce, but anyway.
No.
I read that at university. Really boring. Anyway.
I was going to say, you poor thing.
I would say that the chap who helped us was lovely.
He was.
The staff in general were lovely. The vibe was very laid back and relaxed, apart from an overdose of Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, it's
too much Frank Sinatra, I think.
It's not, yeah. But you liked it.
Well, it's okay. It's better than kind of other stuff. Some other stuff.
It was like they got a Frank Sinatra album or something. It was a bit strange.
Well, they would have done, wouldn't they? It's funny that. And she tuned into Radio Sinatra. And that's 2.2, Radio Sinatra.
Shall I tell them about your stupid comment on the way home now?
I don't think I have much time left, actually. At all left much. So,
have a look.
0 seconds
of
10 minutes and 0 seconds. No, run out. 0% adjustable. Swipe oh, damn.
I don't believe that. Publish.
No, look.
Let me see. 4 minutes and 40, pause recording. Button. Ah, you've got 4 minutes left. 4 minutes and 10 seconds, pause recording. Button. So, we were walking along next to the road, weren't we, BJ?
Yeah.
And I said we're looking for a zebra crossing. What did you say?
Where is it?
And I went, well, I think it's on the left, sort of, where the road is.
Yeah, I felt silly.
I did say it quite nicely, though, didn't I? I didn't go, you idiot, or anything.
Back to the business in hand. I wouldn't necessarily have the dishes I had today again. But they were very rustic and very nice and very fresh. Thank you. Very fresh, rustic and nice.
Mm-mm.
The restaurant was good. The staff were lovely.
They were.
Ulysses, Timilicus and his mates were fine.
Timilicus?
Timilicus.
He's made up, by the way.
Not at all.
BJ is a writer, so, you know, he
talks shite.
Randomly makes stuff up.
No, I would give it...
But we did really go to this restaurant.
No, we didn't. We went to McDonald's. What would you
imagine
give it?
Imagine that.
What would you
and
give it?
And then said, told everyone in Italian. I'd say 8.
Okay.
Not necessarily for the food. I suppose if you wanted innovative, amazing, new types of food, probably only a 6. But I'd say 8 just because they were so lovely. Oh, and also, we asked for water and they brought us a bottle of water, a big bottle, and left it on the table so because they only gave us small glasses and they left it on the table so we could help ourselves to have more water. Because I hate that when you go to a restaurant and you keep finishing the water and you have to keep attracting somebody's attention to ask for more. And we never had to do that.
Well,
because we had loads of water.
I would give it an 8.
Yeah.
It would have been an 8.5.
Yeah.
But for the lack of ice, which I find abominable and really offensive. So if I had ice in my glass,
yeah,
it got an 8.5, which is a really good score.
Right.
Maybe even a 9.
Mm.
But 8. It's very good,
pretty good
and easy to get to from Chiswick Tube.
Yeah.
Station.
Chiswick Park.
Chiswick Tube. Park Tube Station.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there we are. It's called
Valentina. And it is on the Chiswick High Road. And there are tables outside it, so you can find it if you use a cane. If you use a guide dog, I don't know. Don't know how you find it. You're blind square if you're blind. If you're sighted, you can read the sign, so you've got no excuse for finding it.
We won't tell you how much it costs, because that's a bit common.
But it wasn't bad.
But it was quite reasonable, I felt. Yeah. So there we go.
Valentina.
We'll bid you farewell.
Yeah, we enjoyed our meal, didn't we?
We did.
Bye-bye.